Welcome back to the Market Minute podcast with Katz Wolf Management. We'll be going over the headlines that you need to know that are driving the markets today. I'm your host, Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York, and you can reach us at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning, Jason. It is Monday, June 8th. We have the Knicks on tonight at 8:30. But before we get into the Knicks, let's talk about the markets because we had quite a rally last week. Do you think this rally will sustain into this week and hold strong?
Well, I think the Knicks rally will be sustained. And I think the stock market rally, for that matter, will be sustained as well, although it'll come from different places. Last week was really not a liquidation. It was a rotation. Investors, they didn't run for the exits. It was much more portfolio repositioning than any sort of panic selling. Mm-hmm. Capital simply moved out of the crowded AI trade into other areas that were left behind: healthcare, the consumer, small cap. So it's really not a sign of fear. It's a sign of confidence. It's what healthy bull markets do. They pause, they consolidate, and they ultimately broaden. It's healthy. It extends the life of a bull market.
Okay, I like this bullish attitude. Let's talk about something a little different now, which is the Fed. You're saying they're a bit of a wild card. Tell us why you think that.
Well, the next major catalyst for the market is June 17th when the Fed meets next. And the new Fed chair, Kevin Warsh, he's in an unenviable position. The president, on one hand, wants rate cuts, but the bond market, on the other hand, is questioning whether rate cuts are even appropriate at all. If they cut too early, inflation obviously could reaccelerate. And if they stay too restrictive, you could see growth be compromised. So the challenge for Warsh and the Fed is that they have to balance this affordability issue, growth, the Fed's credibility above all. And so in our view, markets can handle no cuts or this pause, but what they can handle, what they cannot handle, is a rate hike. Now, even though Fed funds futures suggest that a hike could be in the offing, we think the bar is set very high from that. So it is our base case that we will not get rate cuts, but we will also not get rate hikes either.
All right. So we're hoping for a no rate hike and a Knicks win tonight. Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week. Have a great day.
Let's go Knicks.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.